This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Flags on public buildings in Colorado will be flown at half staff for the next 2 days to honor U.S. Capitol Police officers. Governor Polis ordered the flags be lowered in memory of the two officers who died. One was reportedly beaten by rioters during last week's assault, the other by suicide shortly after the insurrection. Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper are accepting applications for Colorado's next U.S. attorney and U.S. marshal. They plan to recommend candidates to the Biden administration later this year. The online application does not include any qualifications, but both jobs are appointed positions that require Senate confirmation. RTD will receive a $200 million federal lifeline. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The money from Congress could help the state's largest transit agency bring back some of its laid-off workers. And when more people are comfortable riding buses and trains again, RTD could use it to restore suspended service. But the cash won't solve all of the agency's budgetary problems. It's also facing large debt payments and maintenance costs for its new rail network. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, California Congressman Adam Schiff talks about the House Democrats introducing one article of impeachment against Donald Trump after Wednesday's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Then the NFL playoffs are underway and some unexpected things have happened. The league added two extra teams for the postseason, and the Cleveland Browns managed to pull out a win, a big one since they were the underdogs. Also coming up, public health experts say the next few weeks are critical for Coloradans when it comes to COVID-19. Health reporter John Daly joins us in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. We have been getting a lot of questions about COVID vaccines in Colorado. Our up-to-date guide is available at CPR.org. That includes details about the state's different vaccine phases and a list of counties and health systems that are booking appointments for Coloradans 70 and older. We update the guide daily, and you can find it at CPR.org. 43 in Denver, 27 in Vail, 39 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.